下午跟大家一起来学习团契的喜乐。
And this afternoon for our mutual encouragement, we're going to learn about joy and fellowship.
我们一生当中有很多的关系。
There's a lot of relationships in our lives.
但是其中最重要的关系就是我们跟神的关系。
But the most important relationship we have is that of the one that's with God.
如果这个关系好，我们跟家庭跟其他的人的关系也会好。
And if we have a good relationship with God, then naturally we will also have good relationship with people around us.
但是因为我们跟其他人的关系这是看得见的，所以我们很容易感受得到关系好不好。
And because we can see with our eyes, our relationship with the people around us, it's easy for us to tell whether we have a good relationship or not.
那神是一个灵，那到底我跟神的关系好不好？有时候我们真的是很迟钝，也不知道。
But God is spirit, and therefore sometimes we're not aware of how our relationship is with God.
但是从圣经看起来，我们如果跟神的关系好，一定会有一个很重要的体验，就是以神为乐。
But from the Bible, we understand that if we have a good relationship with God, then we will have joy in God.
好，我们先来看罗马书。
Let's first turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
十一节。
Verse 11.
罗马书第五章十一节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 11. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
这个地方讲，我们借着主耶稣基督与神和好。
Here it says that through Jesus Christ, we have now received the reconciliation with God.
这个是在受洗的时候，主耶稣的宝血洁净我们的罪。
And this happens when we're baptized and our sin is cleansed by the blood of Christ.
那与神和好以后，我们跟神就是父子的关系。
And after we have reconciled with God, we are His children.
我们跟神的关系就是新郎跟新妇的关系。
And also the relationship between a groom and a bride.
所以如果这个关系很好，我们就会以神为乐。
And if this relationship is good, then we will rejoice in God.
所以生活在喜乐里面，这个就是一个指标，我们跟神的关系非常好。
So, whether we have joy in our life, that is a good indicator of whether we have good relationship with God.
所以将来到天国去。
So in the future when we go to heaven,
那是好得无比的。
And that would be wonderful.
完全的平安，完全的喜乐。
There's peace and joy.
神的国在我们内心实现。
And that His kingdom manifests in our hearts.
那是公义、平安、喜乐。
There's justice, there's peace and joy.
圣灵的果子是仁爱、喜乐的。
And the fruit of the Holy Spirit is good and joyful.
所以人生最完美的体验就是在神里面得到喜乐。
So the most perfect experience that we can have in our life is to have joy in God.
那如果我们真的从神得到喜乐，我们就不会离开他。
And if we can truly receive this joy from God, then we will not leave Him.
因为这个喜乐是世界上没有办法比较的。
Because this joy, there's nothing in this world that can compare to this joy.
要怎么以神为乐？
So how can we rejoice in God?
我们先来看约翰一书。
Let's now turn to 1 John.
约翰一书的第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
啊，约翰一书的第一章
First John chapter 1
第三节第四节
Verse 3 and verse 4
第一章的第三节第四节
Chapter 1 verse 3 and 4 That which we have seen and heard we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son Jesus Christ Verse 4 And these things we write to you that your joy may be full
这个第四节讲我将这个话写给你们让你们的喜乐可以充足
Here it says that these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
这个充足啊，就是百分之百的满足。
And this full represents full satisfaction.
所以我们在想啊，主耶稣说，世界在我里面毫无所有，他的心里面啊，没有一个空间啊，需要世界来进入。
And so when Jesus says, the world holds nothing in his heart, and that means, there's nothing in this world can grab onto his heart.
因为他在神里面已经有满足的喜乐。
Because he has attained this joy, and that was full in God.
那今天有时候我们为什么觉得世界的吸引力这么大?
And why is it sometimes we find the world so attractive?
是因为我们的心没有充足的喜乐。
And that is because we do not have this full joy in our heart.
如果我们的心已经被神满足了，真的，世界在我们里面毫无所有。
Because if our heart is already filled with the joy from God, then the world will have no place in it.
所以这个值得我们去追求，喜乐得到充足。
So this is something we need to pursue after to have joy that's full.
那要怎么追求?
So how can we pursue after this joy?
我们如果回到第三节。
If we look back to verse 3.
这个第三节在讲两种的相交。
Here it talks about two types of fellowship.
或者有的中文翻作团契,两种的团契。
There is two types of fellowship here.
因此如果我们的喜乐要得到满足我们要追求两种的团契
And in order to have this full joy in our heart We have to pursue these two types of fellowship
那我们所读到的这个是神的应许
And this is a promise of God
那要让神的应许变成我们生活的体验我们本身要下功夫
And in order to have this promise manifest in our lives, we have to work towards it.
所以这一节圣经节每一个人都读过。
So we have all read this Bible verse before.
但是并不是每一个人都有体验。
But not every one of us have this experience.
因为有追求就有体验，没有追求，这个只是知识。
Because if you pursue after this, then you will experience it. But if you do not pursue after it, this is merely knowledge.
那这里讲的两种团契，一个就是我们与父并他的儿子耶稣基督有团契。
And here it talks about our fellowship with the Father and with his son Jesus Christ.
那第二个就是你们跟我们有团契。
And the other one is fellowship among us.
这个与神跟主耶稣有团契，这个要在前面。
And this fellowship with God and Christ, this has to come first.
因为有了这个团契之后，才有你们跟我们中间的团契。
Because only we have this fellowship, can we then have fellowship between the brothers and sisters?
那我们怎么跟神、耶稣基督有团契?
How can we have fellowship with God, with Jesus Christ?
圣经里面讲神就是道。
The Bible says, God is word.
所以神的道进到我们里面，就是神住在我们里面。
And when the word of God comes to our heart, it's God living in our heart.
那我们去行神的道，就是我们住在神里面。
And when we act out the word of God, we're living in the word of God.
那这样，我们跟神就是有一个互动，有一个团契。
then there is that interaction with God, and we have fellowship with God.
那神就是灵。
And God is spirit.
所以如果我们被神的灵充满，就是神住在我们里面。
If we're filled with God's spirit, then we're living in God.
那每一天我们顺着圣灵的带领，这样来过我们的生活，跟神同行，就是我们住在神里面。
And every day we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and we live out a life, we're living in God, and walking with God.
就是跟神有团契。
And that is to have what it means to have fellowship with God.
那神就是爱。
And God is love.
啊，我们常常啊去思想神给我们的救恩。
We often ponder about the salvation God has given us.
数算神给我们的恩典。
We count the blessings that God has given us.
啊，祷告被神的爱充满。
And when we pray, we're filled with God's love.
就是神住在我们里面。
And that is God living in our heart.
我们每一天试着去啊报答神的恩典，做神喜欢的事情。
And in our daily lives, we try to repay His love. We try to do things that please Him.
这样我们就是住在神里面了。
Then we're living in God.
啊，那如果我们这样每天做，每天做哈，我们跟神的关系越来越亲近。
And if we can carry out in this manner, then day by day, our relationship with God will be closer and closer.
哦，那我们住在神里面，神住在我们里面，神的平安啊，神的喜乐充满在我们里面。
Then in that way, we're living in God, and God is living with us, and there's that peace and joy in our heart.
哦，那有了这样的体验之后，哦，我们信徒之间团契才有内容。
And after we have this experience, then can we have content, the essence between the in the fellowship among the brothers and sisters?
啊，所以有时候我们听教会在报告啊，聚完会到会堂外面去聊天。
And sometimes we hear the announcement after some service that after service, please proceed outside to have fellowship.
哦，那在会堂我们保留一个安静的地方。
And let's keep the chapel a quiet place.
啊，有的人要祷告，有的人要读经，有的人要默想，有一个时间，有一个空间啊，让他们来亲近神，这是好的。
And in the chapel, we leave it for the people who want to pray, read the Bible, or just meditate and thinking about the Word of God, and that is good.
那一个礼拜哈啊，信徒之间最宝贵能够团契的时间就是礼拜六中午吃饭。
And in each week, the most precious time that we can have fellowship with our brothers and sisters is during lunchtime.
啊。如果弟兄姊妹来到教会，能够聊天聊得很快乐也不错。
If brothers and sisters can come to church and chat and be merry, that is good.
哦，因为我们遇到世界上的朋友聊得很愉快，也是不错的。
And when we have friends outside of church and we are chatting happily, that feels good.
哦，但是我们需要往上提升。
But we have to elevate.
啊，使弟兄姊妹的互动能够从聊天进到团契。
We have to elevate this interaction with our brothers and sisters from just merely chatting into fellowship.
啊，那如果我们要啊把聊天进到团契，我们本身先要追求。
And to change from just chattering into fellowship, first we have to pursue.
啊，所以我们看约翰一书第一章。
So we look at First John.
啊，第一章的第一节到第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
啊，约翰一书第一章的第一节跟第二节。
First John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Verse 2. The life was manifested and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
这个第一节开始说生命之道。
And in verse 1, here it says the word of life.
啊，生命是无形的。
Life is intangible.
道也是无形的。
And so is the word.
啊，但是这个生命显现出来。
But this life can be manifested.
就是主耶稣成为肉身来到世界。
And that is Christ whom has came into this world.
所以主耶稣来到世界就看得见、听得见、也亲手摸过。
And so when he came to this world, we can hear him and see him.
因此把看见的、听见的、摸过的把它说出来，这个叫做团契。
And so to say what we have heard and to say what we have heard, we have seen, and we have touched, and to share that is fellowship.
好，所以第三节。
So in verse 3.
我将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们跟我们相交。
That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us.
这里讲看见、听见哦，不是世界的新闻啊。
And this seen and heard is not regarding the things of this world.
也不是股票的市场。
It's not about news or stock market.
看见就是看到主耶稣在做事情。
And what is seen here is seeing the work of Christ.
听见就是听见主耶稣讲的道，我们有感想。
And to hear the words of Christ and what you feel about it.
那摸到就是对主耶稣有体验。
And what you have touched, which is represents the experience you have with Christ.
因此，当我们跟神有了团契之后，我们弟兄姊妹就能够有很有造就的团契。
So when we can share these testimonies, we can have a very edifying fellowship.
因此，如果我们跟神没有团契，那个就是变天了，有一点变聊天了。
But if we, when we don't share these things, then it's more like chattering instead of fellowship.
所以我们教会要进到团契，让我们喜乐可以充足，就是每一个人需要跟神有团契。
And therefore, in order for us to have fellowship with the brothers and sisters and have this full joy, first we have to have fellowship with God.
所以我们带着跟神团契那种喜乐平安的心来跟弟兄姐妹分享我们对神的认识，我们对神的体验。我们同神得的恩典。
And with this fullness of joy that we receive from having a fellowship with God, we bring that and share amongst the brothers and sisters, and so that we can have wonderful fellowship in Christ.
所以教会里面社交跟团契是不一样的。
Therefore, in church, socializing and having fellowship is different.
社交是没有神的。
And there's no God involved in socializing.
完全是跟人互动。
It's just an interaction between people.
团契是以神为中心的。
But in a fellowship, it's God-centered.
所以我们来教会不是社交，我们要进到团契里面。
Therefore, when we come to church, we're not here to socialize. We have to enter into fellowship.
那这样我们每个礼拜来教会聚完会，我们的喜乐得以充足。
In that way, each week when we come to church, having this fellowship, our joy may be full.
那我们现在回来看腓立比书第二章，实际要怎么做来做团契。
Now let's turn to Philippians chapter 2 to learn about how we can have this fellowship.
我们先看第五节。
We turn to verse 5.
腓立比书第二章的第五节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
这个地方讲要以基督的心为心。
Here it says, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
所以如果我们要最简单来的解释什么叫做团契，就是以基督的心 跟其他的弟兄姊妹来互动。
And so the most simplest explanation of what a fellowship is to interact with the brothers and sisters with the mind of Christ in us.
好，那基督的心最重要的是什么？
And what is the most important part of having this mind of Christ?
基督的心最重要的就是爱。
And the most important thing is love.
啊，他为我们成为贫穷。
He became poor for our sake.
就是牺牲。
He sacrificed himself.
啊，叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
So that in his poverty we became rich.
啊，所以接下去第六节、第七节就讲，实际上基督在生活中怎么表现他对人的爱。
And in verse 6 and 7, here talks about how Jesus manifested his love for people.
啊，第六节讲他本有神的形象。
Verse 6 said he had in being in the form of God.
啊，第七节讲他虚己，取了女仆的形象。
And that he made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant.
哦，在天上他是神，但是来到地上他是奴仆。
And in heaven he is God, but on earth he was a bondservant.
为什么
？Why？
因为他要进到人群，传那些传道理，让一些失迷的人能够找回救恩。
Because he wanted to come among people and to seek the people who were lost so that they can have salvation.
这个就是爱呀。
And this was love.
所以今天我们在教会的团契需要有这种爱。
Therefore, in our fellowship today, we need to have this type of love.
哦，在社会上我是什么人？那个是社会上。
And in society, we might have certain status, but that's in society.
但是我们进到教会，教会是神的家。
But when we enter into church, this is the house of God.
主耶稣他是父。
Lord Jesus, he's Father.
啊，他做一个榜样给我们。
He set an example for us.
我们来到教会就取得奴仆的形象。
And when we come to church, we should take on the form of a bondservant.
啊，因此。我们就能够去侍奉别人。
And therefore we can serve one another.
好，那这一种往下降来侍奉别人，让别人得到造就，这个就是基督的心。
And to lower ourselves to serve others, and this is the mind, having the mind of Christ.
因此，如果我在社会上是什么人，我要把他带进教会里面，在教会里面让人觉得我高人一等，这个就不是团契。
But if we were to consider our status in society and bring that status into the church and wanting other people to regard myself highly, then that is not having a mind of Christ.
因为这个不是出于主耶稣的爱。
And that because that's not out of the love of Christ.
啊，所以如果我们看第三节第二句，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
So if we look at verse 3, the last part, it says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition.
啊，对啊，我们在社会上啊，很多人有虚浮的荣耀。
And in society, there's a lot of selfish ambition.
不是 self ambition 的前面哦，结党。这里中文跟英文翻的不太一样哈。
Okay, so the translations are a little bit different, but in Chinese, it talks about a vain glory.
这个第三节第一句话不可以结党。
And the first part, it says that we should not be, should not form groups.
Self-ambition, 英文翻作 self-ambition. 或者在另外版的英文翻作 rivalry, 就是说人跟人在社会上相比就有一种对立。
Here is... talking about or not having rivalry amongst different people.
哦，那对立就会产生啊结党。
To have this conflict, to have a different groups,
and 包括公司里面的同事。
And this includes, for example, in the office.
啊，包括里面啊做生意的啊这些同行。
Or in an industry. In
啊，包括在学校读书。
And or in education.
啊，两个成绩都很好，就有一种竞争。
When people, different people have good results, good achievements, then there is competition.
啊，所以教会要借着团契啊，让各种不同的人能够合一。
But this fellowship in Christ, it brings all these different people and bring them and form them into one.
啊，所以第三节讲啊，不可结党啊，要怎么做呢？就是要虚己。取奴仆的形象，这样侍奉人。
And so let nothing be done through selfish ambition, but in lowliness of mind to esteem each other as better than himself.
哦，那虚浮的荣耀也没有了，因为我们来教会是学基督的心。
And to cast away these vain glory, because we want to have this Christ's mind in us.
不是要显扬自己，是要显扬耶稣。
It's not to show off our achievements or ourselves, but to show off Christ.
啊，显扬耶稣就是要把自己倒空，往下降，服侍别人。
To proclaim Christ, and in order to do that, we have to lower ourselves and to pour out ourselves.
啊，那到了第八节呢？顺服以至于死。
And in verse 8, that Jesus humbled himself even to the point of death.
啊。所以我们在教会里面啊，可能我们在社会上大家都听我。
And perhaps in society outside, everyone listens to me.
啊，只要有能力、有知识、有见识，就有权力，就能够让大家听我。
If you have knowledge, experience, or status, you can get other people to listen to you.
啊，但是我们进到教会里面
，But once we enter to church,
我们忽然发现了、啊、这是一种。属灵的团体
，and we realize that this is a spiritual group.
啊，有时候我们越认识耶稣，我们越发现自己什么都不懂。
And sometimes we realize that the more we come to know Jesus, the more we realize we know nothing.
我们越发现主耶稣的伟大，我们越觉得自己很卑微。
And the more we understand His greatness and how lowly we are,
所以我们在教会就会去顺服。
And in that way, we'll be able to be obedient in church.
好，那如果我们能够虚己服侍人，能够顺服，教会就合一了。
And if we can humble ourselves and be obedient, then the church can have unity.
好，所以啊，基督的心来团契，可以免掉教会的结党、贪图虚浮的荣耀，会变成教会的合一。
And therefore, if we can take on the mind of Christ, being humble and cast away the vain ambition, self ambitions, then the church can have unity and become one.
那基督的心就是怜悯的心。
And this heart of Christ is also a heart of compassion.
哦，所以圣经里面啊，在马可福音里面呢、啊，主耶稣想要坐船到加利利的对岸去休息。
And so in Gospel of Mark, it once mentioned that Jesus wanted to take the boat to the other side of the Lake of Galilee.
哦，但是。他还没有到，好多人用跑的已经跑到对岸等他了。
Before he was able to cross over to the other side, other people already heard and tried to get to the other side as well and waited for him there.
主耶稣看到这么多人，他就怜悯他们。
And upon seeing the multitude, Jesus had compassion on them.
因为他们好像羊没有牧人。
Because they were like sheep without shepherd.
啊，所以主耶稣看了会怜悯他，是因为他里面有神的爱。
And Jesus saw them and had compassion, and he had that compassion because he had the love of God in him.
因此今天我们在看人可以有两种的方法。
Therefore today, likewise, when we look at people, there are two ways.
用世界上的眼光在看人。
We can use a worldly perspective.
这个不是我们在教会里面应该做的。
And we should not take on that type of perspective in church.
我们在教会里面看人要用基督的眼光看人。
When we're in church, we should take on the perspective of Christ.
那这会有什么感觉？
And how, what difference does this make?
我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
请。
Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others.
这个地方讲，不要单顾自己的事，也要看顾别人的事。
Here said that we should not look out only for our own interests, but also for the interests of others.
为什么别人会去顾别人的事?
Why should someone look out for another person's interests?
这个就是爱。
And it's because of love.
这个就是基督的心。
And this is having the mind of Christ.
所以当我们没有基督的爱在里面,
Therefore, when we lack the love of Christ,
你的问题是你的问题。
We'll think that your problem is your own.
我来教会，我自己的问题都祷告不完了。
When I come to church, I already have enough of my own problem to pray about.
但是我们有基督的心在里面。
But if we have the mind of Christ in our heart,
我们了解别人的困难，别人的需要，我们会去关心。
We will come to understand and care about other people's problems.
有时候甚至我们自己想要祷告暂时放在一边，我们为着别人祷告。
And even sometimes we will, in our prayers, we'll put aside our own problem first and pray, intercede for another person first.
有时候我们虽然很关心别人，但是我们发现我们真的没有办法做什么。
A lot of times, even though we care about someone, but there's very little that we can do for them.
好像主耶稣的母亲玛利亚，她发现这个婚宴里面酒用尽了，她能做什么？
For example, Jesus' mother Mary, she found out that the wine at the wedding banquet was lacking, but what can she do?
她自己也不能做什么。
She herself cannot do anything.
但是她知道她生的这个儿子啊是从神来的。
But she knew that the son was from God.
所以她就把问题带来找主耶稣。
So she brought the problem and put it in front of Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣就把水变成酒。
And Jesus turned the water into wine.
所以有时候我们出于主的爱关心别人，我们就真的迫切为他们祷告。
Therefore, if when we have this love for others, sometimes we intercede for them very zealously.
我们的爱可以感动神。
Our love can touch God.
让神能够伸出怜悯的心来看顾别人的需要。
So that God can have compassion on the need of that person.
那这样我们跟别人有爱心的关怀跟带导，这个就是基督的心。这个就是团契。
And therefore, when we intercede for others out of love, and this is having the heart of Christ, and this is also fellowship.
好，那团契还有什么？
And what else is in a fellowship?
好，我们先来看第二章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 1.
腓立比书第二章第一节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy.
第二节。
Verse 2. Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind.
这个第一节就在提到在基督里有什么劝勉。
Here it says in verse 1, therefore, if there's any consolation in Christ.
如果我们看不同的英文翻译本，又都把它分作 encouragement, 或者是鼓励。
And so in some translations, here mentioned if there's any encouragement in Christ.
哦，因为中文这个劝勉哦，有一点比较含说，哎，你有什么不对，我来劝勉你。
And in the Chinese translation, it's more interpreted in the sense that, oh, you've done something wrong, and I come and to talk to you about it.
哦，但是如果我们看英文哦，有一点鼓励跟安慰的味道。
But in English translations, there is meaning that take on more upon encouragement or consolation.
好，我们用几个例子来帮助我们了解什么叫做基督里面的劝勉。
And so we'll use some examples to understand this phrase.
我们看路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 2.
好，路加福音第二章的二十五节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 25.
好，第二章二十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him.
这个地方在讲西面。
Here it talks about Simeon.
怎么描写他?
And how was it, how was he described?
他素来盼望以色列的安慰者来到。
That he was waiting for the consolation of Israel.
这个以色列的安慰来到是什么?
So what is this consolation of Israel?
就是主耶稣的降生。
And this was talking about the coming of Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣的降生就是以色列神的选民的安慰者。
And this birth of Christ is the consolation of Israel.
所以今天我们借着团契就要把神的安慰带给别人。
And therefore, through fellowship, we can bring this consolation to one another.
这个是会给人得到很大的造就。
And this can greatly edify others.
我们看使徒行传第四章。
Let us also turn to the book of Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传的第四章。
The book of Acts chapter 4.
第四章的三十六节。
Acts chapter 4 verse 36.And Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, a Levite of the country of Cyprus. Oh, sorry. And his name, which was translated son of encouragement.
Okay. 这里讲哦，有一个人名字叫做巴拿巴。
So there is someone named Barnabas.
那巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰者，也就是安慰者。
Which is translated son of encouragement.
所以巴拿巴很会鼓励安慰别人。
So Barnabas, he was someone who was very good at encouraging others.
因此我们今天教会团契一个重要的内容就是在腓立比书里面讲在基督里面有什么劝勉安慰鼓励。
And so in Philippians saying that if there's any consolation or encouragement in Christ.
那我们现在再回来看使徒行传第九章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts of Apostles chapter 9.
我们看十一章啊，可是我经到十一章。
Let's turn to Acts of Apostles, chapter 11.
使徒行传十一章十九节。
Verse 19. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only.
这里讲因斯提凡在耶路撒冷殉道所以 一些门徒没有办法住下来，就往外扩散到安提阿。
And this was after the incident of Stephen, the members scattered and spread out.
哦，那这一种为着基督受患难的人到安提阿，在那边也在传道里。
And these people who were persecuted, they came to Antioch and they preached the word there as well.
又建立教会。
And they established the church there.
好，那我们就看啊，耶路撒冷教会怎么做。
And so let's look at what the church in Jerusalem did.
二十二节就是耶路撒冷教会就打发安啊巴拿巴去。
And so the church in Jerusalem sent out Barnabas to them.
哦，那二十三节。
Verse 23.
哦，他在那里看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜劝勉众人，立定心志，恒久靠主。
And when he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad, and he encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. 哦，
所以对这一群患难中的信徒，巴拿巴去安慰他们，鼓励他们。
And so towards these group of people who were persecuted, he went and encouraged them and comforted them.
哦，那因为巴拿巴带来的鼓励跟安慰，所以24节好多人归服了主。
And because of this encouragement and consolation in verse 24, it says that a lot of people were added to the Lord.
好，所以我们回到腓立比书第二章。
So let's turn back to Philippians chapter 2.
在基督里有什么鼓励安慰？这个就是我们团契的内容。
So if there's any consolation or encouragement in Christ, that should be the content of our fellowship.
好，然后下面。爱心有什么安慰
？If any comfort of love，
哦，我们到最后对别人的安慰啊，哦，爱心呢，还是出于神，从神来的。
And in the end, the love and comfort we have for others that comes from God。
好，我们看《使徒行传》的《帖撒罗尼迦后书》。
Second Thessalonians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
Second Thessalonians, chapter 2.
16节。
Verse 16.
请读。
Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God the Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace.
17节。
Verse 17. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work.
在这里讲到帖撒罗尼迦教会信主又遇到大逼迫。
And the Thessalonica, the church in Thessalonica had underwent great persecution.
那保罗写帖撒罗尼迦前后书给他们。
And so Paul wrote these two letters to them.
那在这个地方他在讲基督爱我们，开恩将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们的父神。
And so here it says that, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace.
所以我们今天在主耶稣里面，在基督的救恩里面有这一种永远的安慰，美好的盼望。
And therefore today when we're in Christ, we have this everlasting consolation and good hope.
那这个就是我们团契的内容。
And this is also the content of our fellowship.
爱心的关怀跟代祷。
Love, with intercession.
还有从神来的鼓励。
And encouragement from God.
那这样啊，我们的喜乐就可以充足。
And in that way, our joy can be full.
所以信仰是我们喜乐的来源。
And that way, faith will be a source of our joy.
这是神的应许。
And this is the promise of God.
喜乐代表我们跟神的关系非常的亲近。
And joy is a good indicator of our relationship with God.
我们需要追求。
And this is something we need to pursue.
我们就能够有美好的团契。
And in that way, we can have joy in fellowship as well.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
432首。
432.